Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on KRLD. I'm David Rankin. There's never a good time for fuel prices to go through the stratosphere when people are planning their summer vacations. That makes things worse. A lot of changes for airlines and cruise lines and every other kind of transportation because of the situation in the Middle East. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Casey Carr from Carr World Travel. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Casey, thank you so much for the time.
Great to be with David.
So, question is, the whole situation in the Middle East right now, it's got to make a lot of people wonder if they're going to be able to afford to go anywhere this year.
Yeah, it's caused a lot of consternation in the travel industry and obviously rising prices. You know, the airfares, honestly, we haven't seen that big of a spike yet. The domestic fares are up maybe around 10% or something like that, which I think that will change. But at the moment, I think the airlines are you know, these revenue management departments are hedging a little bit and running complex calculations because they don't want to raise prices too much because then demand will decrease. And so they're trying to figure out a balance there because they don't want to drive away travelers, but they have to try and make up ground somewhere. They're not going to be able to hedge for too much longer. But, you know, things are completely unpredictable. We had a ceasefire a couple of days ago that lasted like 5 minutes. I mean, as of yesterday, there were still bombs falling in Lebanon and Iran. So who knows what's going to happen with that? And frankly, there's just an unpredictability in the world right now.
The airlines, though, are already doing things like raising luggage fees and any ways to find revenue. Even Southwest Airlines, which hadn't had luggage fees up until May of last year, they increased them already by an extra $10.
You're right. Yes. And they, you know, it's not just gas prices, it's operating costs and everything else that have risen. And gas prices are one of those things that just fluctuate constantly, and they try to adjust their fares in a smart way, and honestly through very complex calculations that aren't going to drive away travelers. And it's sort of a system where they're seeing how much they can sustain and how much travelers can sustain and trying to calculate what's going to still sell tickets but cover some of their operating costs.
Do you think we're going to see more people canceling their summer trips or maybe going on shorter vacations?
I don't know if we'll see people canceling their trips, because if your trip is already booked, you're locked in at the fare that you paid, and your prices probably aren't going to raise depending on what you're doing. I think we'll see probably fewer people booking international trips. That has yet to materialize. Frankly, we're very busy. People are still booking international trips, I think kind of waiting for this to blow over. Some people will forego international trips and travel domestically, but again, your gas prices for your car are going to be are already higher anyways. And so road tripping is going to become that much more difficult and more expensive. I think we will see a change in that direction.
Do you think because of fuel prices that you mentioned, car trips might not be so popular and flights may not be as full, will people rediscover something like the train?
I think so. Although train travel, you know, they have fuel expenses as well. So their train tickets are going to be more expensive also. Everything to get anywhere, David, it's going to be more expensive because everything requires fuel. But train travel is a lot of fun. It's not as inexpensive as some people imagine. You know, the tickets can still be fairly high, you know, half or more the cost of a plane fare, depending on where you're going from point A to point B. But it's a lot of fun, and it is a way to save a little bit of money. Frankly, you wouldn't save anything over a car. It'd be a little bit more expensive to take a train versus driving.
So how long do you think these long-term effects are going to be as far as these higher prices? When are we going to start seeing them start to increase a lot, and how long will it last?
I would think that it's probably going to start to increase in the next month or so, depending on how the situation develops in the Middle East. Everything is depending on that, David, on how things develop in the Middle East. And of course, whether the Strait of Hormuz remains closed or open, and whether ships can pass through safely.
What are your customers asking you? What kinds of questions are they asking you to in their plans for summer vacations?
Well, we've had to reroute a lot of people who were booked, especially through Dallas. There's a lot of routes through the Middle East to get onward anywhere. If you're going to Southeast Asia, if you're going to Africa, you're a lot of times booking on Emirates or Qatar. And so people are rerouting out of those destinations because nobody knows what the airspace is going to be like. People don't feel safe flying through there. We're not getting a ton of questions about gas prices, but you can tell that everybody is monitoring that and monitoring the prices of different things. And we're actually seeing people book things now to lock in what the current pricing is before fares increase.
Do you think you also see a lot more people doing last minute bookings, especially as, you know, things tend to fluctuate so much?
You know, we've seen that. Yes, we do see that a lot more, but that's been a trend for the past couple of years, honestly, and especially since COVID, when everybody decided I'm not waiting until I'm retired. Who knows if I'm even going to make it to retirement? I'm going to see the things that I want to see now, and I'm going to book it now. I'm going to book it for 1 month or 2 months out because I don't know what the world's going to be like in 6 months. And I think it's the unpredictability factor, David, that has made navigating the travel industry much more difficult in the past 10 years, let's say.
Are packages a more inexpensive way to go as opposed to trying to book things a la carte, even more so now?
Yes. When you're booking a package, and I assume you're talking about like a land tour package. Yes, it's typically when you package everything all together and go through a vendor like Colette Vacations, for example, and let's say you're doing a tour of Rome with Colette Vacations. If you were to put together everything that's in that package a la carte, it would probably be twice as much. But when you're working with a company that has group contracts at different hotels and with different vendors, different guides, those things can be packaged together for a lot less money because they're bringing volume, they're bringing more people. And so I think booking tour packages, even cruise packages, things like that are a significant savings over doing everything a la carte.
Thanks for the time, Casey.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
That is Casey Carr from Carr World Travel here on Ask the Expert North Texas.